And as I was mentioning before, the events organised during the whole of last week, in the lead-up to and in celebration of World Youth Day, have been many and memorable. Amongst them on Friday, the reenactment of Jesus' last days on earth was an event the likes of which the city had not seen before. Combining traditional and contemporary elements of song, dance and drama, set amid many of Sydney's iconic landmarks, this huge devotional production attracted hundreds of thousands to key locations in the city and harbour shores. And joining Sydney participants was a worldwide viewing audience estimated to be more than 500 million. For 3 hours, Christ's Passion unfolded at Sydney's Domain, Art Gallery, Opera House, Darling Harbour and the old dockyard at Barangaroo. Pilgrims at each location were linked by giant video screens. Pope Benedict was at St. Mary's Cathedral to watch the reenactment of the Last Supper on the steps. Afterwards, the Pope prayed that those who do not know or have forgotten Christ should seek him in the Eucharist.
Draw us into your real presence at Mass. Help us to understand that communion with you also means union with all those to whom you give yourself. Make us generous and insightful as we try to walk in your footsteps.
Our man at World Youth Day, Sean Patrick Lovett, spoke personally to the two protagonists of this very Australian Via Crucis. They are 27-year-old Alfio Stuto, who played the part of Jesus, and 27-year-old Marina Dixon in the robes of Mary.
Alfio and Marina, the first question is, why did you do it?
We did it to glorify God's name, you know, to basically share the story with everybody so their hearts can be touched. And that's it, you know, that's the fundamental reason. And look, it prevailed, you know, you look at the pilgrims, they were just so emotional. And that's for me, and obviously for Marina, that was rewarding. That was the high for me, and for Marina, of course.
That's it, I can't really say any more. Glorifying God and honouring God, that's it. I know that seems like so basic, but that's why we do it. And to share God's immense love with humanity.
Maybe more in a simple level, it's to teach people about the story, you know?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
We forget that, don't we? Yeah. I forget that.
Yeah, because we have people that in life that maybe are not so much in the understanding of the faith and the glorification or, you know, the story and what Jesus was all about. So through this interpretation or the reenactment of the life of Jesus, people can be touched in from any faith base and they can get understanding and they can see, you know, what was it all about, you know, at different levels. So, yeah.
Second question. Right. What did you get out of it?
What did I get out of it? More intimacy with God, being drawn closer to God, going deeper within our faith. Yes.
You spoke about actually feeling like you were there, actually experiencing the moment.
Yeah, there were times in the process where I would cross over and it was like a prayer and you were there. You didn't exist and you felt like it was a prayer. It became a prayer. Yeah, you're looking at me doubting.
No, and I'm thinking,
like,
no,
that.
This is radio, it's not television. Yeah. You see, people can't see your beautiful face.
Oh.
And I can while you're saying that. And I'm just wondering, people listening to that, are they not going to say, gosh, that sounds weird?
Okay, so the way to explain it is that the Spirit of the Lord takes over and you're not performing, but you're embodying the actual events and you're going through that process. And you're dying to self. Does that mean? Is that?
That's strong stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like with what Marina's saying, what I was doing is basically reflecting on my life and the emotions that I was going through, what I have gone through, and what affects me, and then linking that to the story. So, for example, you know, when I was dragged up towards the cross up that ramp, you know, my vision there was death, you know, and I was getting scared. Like the emotion. You know, obviously, realistically, you know, I know it's not, you know, but what the emotions take over, and you become vulnerable because, you know, you see the soldiers look in their eyes, you know, it feels very, very, like, daunting, you know. So it's a process where everyone is working off each other, you know, and they're using their own emotions that affects them in their life, and then they're using that and linking that to God's work, you know, God, the faith and the story and et cetera.
You spoke about the eighth station, the meeting with the women of Jerusalem and your sorrowing mother. what was the connect? What was going on inside you there?
You know, I'm thinking about my life, what affects me, you know, how my mother has been there for me, and the thought that, you know, if I'm in dire straits, you know, like I know my mum's always there, and I saw, you know, the maternal holiness in Marina, you know, like she was there to comfort me in maternal love, you know, and I was saddened when she was pushed away because I could feel that, you know, like the connection, the maternal, the motherhood relationship, the mother and son relationship happening there, you know, through the spiritual and the emotional level. So it is powerful. Like just talking about it makes, man, it just, I'm breathless. I swear, it's the truth, you know. It's,
I believe you.
You can't.
And one thing I noticed, I don't have children yet, God willing soon, but the one thing I noticed is a mother would go, every woman has maternal instincts, and I just felt like I would just knock anyone over or do anything to comfort your son. Like that, I really sensed that last night. Like when you were walking to the cross, when you were on the cross, it was just like this desperation. Yeah, this desperate urge to comfort to comfort your son.
There was a third question. There was a third question. The third question is, okay, what did you want other people to get out of it?
A connection, a spiritual connection with the story, to be touched by, you know, Jesus' love and the reason he did that. You know, like, he was just basically, okay, I'm here. My hands are right in front of you. I'm in front of me, and I'm willing to do this. You know, the idea that he had so much love. So this is for everybody. Like, you don't have to really just believe that, you know, he's the Son of God. Look at a face value. He had so much love that he basically said, I'll do this. I'll go through this because my love for the world is so much that it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So I'm saying that so everyone can relate to this. You know, and obviously those that have the belief and the Christian values and the believers, that can, it can draw them closer to God, you know, so they can be reawakened, because that's what World Youth Day is about. They're getting closer to God, getting understanding of, you know, the spirit and everything. So, but like I said, it's for everybody.
Do you want me to
what were your hopes? I mean, you spoke about being moved by the fact that people were moved. You saw people crying.
Definitely. My heart's cry was just that God would speak to each person as an individual, that it wouldn't just be just a mass, everyone going, oh, that's sad. I wanted God to, I was praying that there would be intimacy. And after, when people came and they spoke about their interaction and what had happened, I felt that it had. And so we can't ask for anything more as believers and as actors. That's why we did it. Yeah, so it was happening.
I have a bonus question. Can I ask you to step aside from being actors and step aside from being Jesus and Mary for a moment and just be Alfie or Marina? Yeah, as young people living.
You sure about
I'm
that?
Absolutely positive. And living in Sydney. Yeah. You talked. I was listening to the press conference. You used the word buzz. I'm on a high. Yeah. I can understand that. And you haven't quite come down yet, Marina.
Yeah.
Right.
But
what happens now? Walking past the quayside, I saw they've already taken down the big screens. They've already removed the lights. And I mean, it's a few hours, and it's all gone. What happened in 2 days? The Pope is gone. What happens now? How do you? What happens to that buzz? What happens to that high?
We have to keep it.
Yeah.
We have to grab on for your dear life.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the screens are down, but the spirit's still here.
Amen. Amen. Right? That's so perfect. What can I say?
You know, like,
that's
all. I believe
that's
it,
all
man. You go out there, Trust me, it's there, all right? Yeah. Take my word. Because
it will stay there
because 500,000 pilgrims and their spirit, yeah. Right, it's not going to go away overnight. It's going to stay for years.
Yeah, right? That's beautiful. Yeah, that's so true. And I just think that there has to be a move. There will be a move within the church, and it's going to come into a new season, and we're just thankful for that.
And look, yeah. Look, you know, you're saying you're asking to not look at us as Jesus and Mary. Mm. Okay, well, basically, with the buzz that is going to stay there, okay, hopefully people can go out, have a good time, go out and party and just live life and be merry. And
basically, do the Catholic rap for me.
Yeah, ain't no party like a Catholic party, because a Catholic party don't stop. We're at heavenly places with a first name basis.
You got that, Jay. You got that,
Jay.
You got that, E. You got that, E. You got that, S. You got that, U.
You. You got that, S. What does it spell?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
And that was Sean Patrick Lovett speaking to Alfio Stuto and Marina Dixon, respectively Jesus and Mary, in the Sydney Via Crucis event for World Youth Day 2008.